Oh, from yesterday? Yeah. Because the Gemara at the top of her Testament Aleph told us that that there are a few things every Talmud Chacham needs to know, none of which, of course, we cover here in the Y.U. Smicha. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Talmud Chacham Tzarev Shiyam O'Gimel Dvarim Ksav Shchito Mila. How to write tefillin, Sefer Torah Mezuzah, how to perform Shchita, and I guess the Halachos of Mila, that we do cover. Rav Chanina Bar Shammai Mishmei Derav Amar Av Keshe Shal Tefillin, how to tie the knot of tefillin, Ubirchas Chasanim, the Sheva Brachas V'tzitzis, and how to tie, or I guess the Halachos of Tzitzis. Why didn't the other Tanoim mention that, or the other Amaram mention that? But either Chanish Kichen, these are common. So Rashi says, which are common? Which are common? So Rashi says, Ve'idah Shkichen, Tfilin, Ve'tzitis, Ubirchas Chasan, and Mitzuyin Tadir. Everyone knows that, how to tie the knots of Tfilin, Birchas Chasanim, Sheva Brachas, and Tzitzis, because they come up all the time. Hilka Chakob, Bekim Behemin Tzichon Limud, Shemei Atzma, Yiyah Baki Behem. We don't have to mention every time a Chakob should know that. Everybody knows Sheva Brachas by heart. Everybody knows how to tie tefillin knots. So the Ramban asks, but that's not true. Ramban says, what are you talking about? Look over here, I asked the Ramban. V'idah chani shkichem perish rashi tefillin v'tzitzis u'birchas chasan v'tzuyin tadeh hilka chakob b'kiyim behen v'eino tzarech shiyah baki behen. You don't have to be a baki because everyone knows it. V'teimahu adaraba shoyarachas kama v'kama shiksav shkito milu v'tzuyin tadeh, which happens more often. Shkita, we're all eating meat every day. We're all having a bris milah every once a week. There's a bris milah going on. So how is Kesher Shel Tefillin, Tzitzis, and Birchas Chasanim more common than Shkita, Milah, and Ksav? So says Ramban, V'shema b'daris harishonim elu mitzuyin tadu l'fisha Ksav sifri ika diyadi bo machti behu behen elahu v'chein Shkita Milah ika tevav v'uman. What he means is those things were given over to an uman. They didn't, not everybody's doing Shkita, not everybody's writing Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah, not everyone is performing Milah. We go to a Milah, we eat meat, but we're not actually doing them. So therefore, the Gemara says that Talmud Chacham has to go out of his way to learn these halachas. Most people in the general population are not going to know it. So what it means is, there were happening every day, but there are specialists. So therefore, the Gemara goes out of its way to tell us that no, Talmud Chacham needs to know these specialty areas also. But tefillin, Birchas Chasan, and Tzitzis, that everyone is involved in, so that everyone presumably knows how to do. What does that imply? Kesher Shel Tefillin. Rabbi said, we wear tefillin. Who's tying tefillin knots every day? So does that mean we are supposed to be tying tefillin knots every day? In fact, there was one opinion in Rishonim that yes, we're supposed to be tying tefillin knots every day. But in fact, Rabbeinu Tam learned our Gemara disagreed. He had our practice. But look, over here, he interprets our Gemara somewhat differently. And that's where Tosis begins. Tosis says, V'idah chani shkichen. What it means is, not V'idah chani shkichen, that Ksav, Shkita, and Mila are common. These last three, no. How did Rashi learn? Rashi learned which are common? Kesher Shel Tefillin, Birchas Chasanim, and Tzitzis are common. The other ones are not common. Says Ramban, of course they're common. Ramban says, no, they're specialists. So which one are common? Kesher Shel Tefillin, Birchas Chasanim, and Tzitzis. It's so common, we're doing it every day. That implies the person is supposed to tie his tefillin knot new every day. So Ben Tam said, no, that's not how to learn the Gemara. What it means is, which ones are common? Ksav, Shkita, and Mila. And that's why Talmud Chacham has to know them. Kesher Shel Tefillin, Birchas Chasanim, and Tzitzis rarely happen. So you didn't have to know them at all. That's why they didn't mention it. Meaning, Hani Shkichen. Not that since they're common, we don't have to put it in the curriculum of smicha, because either way you're going to learn it through, your normal events of life. What it means is they're not common, and therefore you don't have to know them at all. So which one? Why? Because I guess a specialist will do it along the lines of the Ramban. But it's a different way of interpreting the Gemara. See, the Ramban and Rashi interpreted either Hani Shkichen going back on Ksav, Shkita, and Mila that. Going on Kesher Shel Tefillin, Birchas Chasanim, and Tzitzis. Those are so common, we didn't have to put it in the curriculum, because either way, you're going to learn them through normal course of events. So Ramban said, really? These are more common than the other ones? Yeah, because the other ones are given to special. So Tosfos picks apart the Gemara differently than Rashi and Ramban. He learns V'idah Chani Shkichen, not as going on the first three items that are mentioned, but not going on the last three items that are mentioned, going on the first three items that are mentioned. And he says, those are common that everybody has to know. What, you don't have to know Kesher Shel Tefillin, Birkas Hatzis and Mitzitzis? No, that's a specialist will take care of it. And even the rabbi doesn't have to know that. Because a specialist will take care of it. There are people who make, right, most people don't make Birkas Hatzis. Most people don't tie Tefillin. Most people don't tie Tzitzis unless you want to go out of your way to do it. You can buy all these things pre-made. So that's why how Tosis learns. He doesn't explain all of this, but that's why Tosis begins. V'idah kani shkichin. What shkia? Ksav, shkita, umila, that you have to know. These last three, not every rabbi has to know. Why not? Because you could buy it from somebody else. Buy it in the sofa store. Kedamrinan, as the Gemara says, that's where Tosfos begins. He assumed you knew all that. He says, Kedamrinan, tefillin bar bechavu mishkach shekichi. The Gemara says that it's common for a sofer stam to have a stock of tefillin. So anybody who wants to buy a pair of tefillin can buy a pair of tefillin. That's why the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, if you find a pair of tefillin, you're supposed to sell it. And hold the money for the person. If you hold the tefillin will rot over time. So if you're supposed to preserve an aveda for its owner when he'll come looking for it. So the Gemara says you can sell tefillin and let the owner buy a new pair of tefillin. Says the Gemara, how's he going to get a new pair of tefillin? The Gemara says, because Sefer Stam always have tefillin lying around. So says Taisus, what it means is you can always buy a ready-made pair of tefillin. I don't have to know how to write tefillin. I don't have to know how to write tefillin. That was already made before. So that was a specialty item. That was a specialty item. But what was uncommon? Kesher Shel Tefillin, Birkas Hatzis and Mitzitzis, that was not common. No, that was not common. So from the fact that, I'm sorry, because that you could find by a sofer, you wouldn't have to do it yourself. You could find the ready-made pair of tefillin by the sofer. So I don't have to do it myself. The other ones, you might have to do yourself, Ksav Shkita Mila, that you might have to do, but the other ones, Kesher Shel Tefillin, Birkas Hatzis and Mitzitzis, were not common. There's specialists who took care of it for you, and therefore you didn't have to do it on your own. So, Mikan Medakti Rabbeinu Tam, then Tzarech Likshar B'chol Yom Tefillin, you don't have to tie your own knots on the Tefillin every day. Because there was an opinion, and that's what it sounds like from the Pasuk, right? Ukshartam Liyosal Yothol Tatofas Ben Einecha, you should tie the Tefillin around your arm. So we interpret tying to mean, which Tosfos is going to explain, to tighten it around your arm. One could have interpreted, there's such a pshat by mezuzah also. The pasuk says, "Uksavta ma'mezuzas ve'isecha v'isharecha." So the Gemara asks, maybe you have to write the mezuzah on the door. Isn't that what it says? "Uksavtem ma'mezuzas ve'isecha v'isharecha." So the Gemara ends up interpreting, no, what it means is to take a written piece of parchment with this written on it and place it on the door. But that's not what the pasuk says. Pasuk says, "Uchsavtem amazuzas beisecha visharecha." It should be written on the door. So one could have interpreted it like that. So too over here in a similar fashion, Rabbeinu Elio interpreted the pasuk simply, "Uchshartem liyosal yotcha tatafas beinecha." You have to tie it on your arm and tie it on your head every day. Yeah.
Mezuzos means door.
Mezuzos means doorpost. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Mikan Medakting Rabbeinu Tam, the Intach Likshar B'chol Yom Tefillin, right? Because since the Gemara said, nah, this is, you could buy a ready-made pair of tefillin, you don't have to do this, not every rabbi knows how to tie knots of tefillin, that's why we didn't mention it, because it's not a common thing for people to do. The other ones were common, so every rabbi has to know, and every rabbi has to know this, because not everyone's tying the tefillin. Sounds like from here, not everyone's tying tefillin every day. If everyone would be tying tefillin every day, of course you would have to know that. So, Kishon Rabbeinu Elio, not like Rabbeinu Elio. Rabbeinu Elio will learn the Gemara like Rashi and the Ramban. What did Rashi and the Ramban say? Hanashkichin means, no, Kesher Shel Tefillin is common. Birkas Chasanim is common. Tzitzis is common. That's what the Ramban said. Really? That's more common than Ksav Shkita? Yes, says Ramban, yes, it's more common because everybody has to do them. Oh, that sounds exactly like Rabbeinu Elio. That everybody has, no, you don't have to teach the rabbis Kesher Shel Tefillin because every time the canary knows how to tie his tefillin. Because everyone's tying it every morning when they put it on. They're tying the knots anew with the dawit and the shin and the yod. Everything's going on every morning. That's how Rabbeinu Elio learned the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam didn't learn the Gemara like that. No, Hani Shkichin, Ksav Shkita Milar Shkichin. The other ones, yeah, a specialty guy will buy it in the store to fill him with a ready-made knot, because not everybody has to make their own knots. So Rabbeinu Tam is a dyke. You don't have to tie the knots every day. Not like Rabbeinu Elio. I matzuk a koshun. And Rabbeinu Tam had another proof against Rabbeinu Elio. Midikam about Kamei Tzrabah, because the Gemara says, Misechus Minochus, Tefillin Me'emes HaMavarach HaLein, when you make the bracha on tefillin, Mishas Hanocha V'Adshas Kishira. From the time of Hanocha, till you put it on, until the time that you tie it. So what does it mean here? How are you tying it after you put it on, right? How can you put it on if you haven't yet tied the knot? What does that mean? There's no, the back of the tefillin are open, so how can you put it on? So you could have interpreted Rabbeinu Eliyahu means you're supposed to put it on and tie it while it's on your head. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe that's what Rabbeinu Eliyahu held. Tosfos held that's not possible. What even according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, what it means is you have to tie the knot and then put it on. So it should say Mishas Keshira Ad Shas Hanocha. First tie the back knot of the tefillin if you have to tie it every day, and then you put it on. Maybe Rabbeinu Eliyahu meant to put it on and then tie the knot while it's on your head, unless it's just too difficult to figure out. So Tosfos couldn't even entertain that possibility. So he says, Me'emes HaMevarach Le'em Mishas Hanocha Ad Shas Keshira Rabbeinu Tam Nira Dahi Keshira Hainu Hiduk. Now, it makes sense. Keshira doesn't mean tying the knot. What it means is fastening it to your head. You're supposed to fix it to your head. That's why you really don't fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah until it's fixed on your head. So you're supposed to make a bracha, or birchas mitzvah is supposed to be made over lasiyason. You're supposed to make it right before you're about to perform the mitzvah. That's why we don't make the bracha on the tilos lulav while the esrog is in the box, or the lulav is on the table. You're supposed to hold it, even have both in your hands, but we turn the esrog upside down. You're not yotzei the mitzvah. It's not keder kedei lasam. And then right before, right after you make the bracha, you flip it over. So too, a person is supposed to take his talus, if you wear a talus, you're supposed to unfold it from the bag, put it up, ready to put over your head, and then make the bracha, and then put it over your head. That's over lasiyason. If you make it way in advance, that's over the over. That's way too far in advance. Supposed to be made over lasiyason. So tefillin, also, you should really put on the tefillin, get ready to tighten it, and you make the bracha, and then you tighten it right away. You put the tefillin on your head, make the bracha, and then you tighten it around your head, because that's when you really fulfill the mitzvah. Mishas hanocha, from the time that it's on your head already, ad shas kashira, until you tighten it around your head. But you're not supposed to make the bracha while it's still holding it in your hands. You're supposed to put it on your head, and then make the bracha, and tighten it. So too, zezu ben yutam, that's what umakashra means to tighten it around your head. Kemo shilya kashira bo, just like the Gemara uses kashira, not to mean tying, but to you refer to fasting. The ikashira mamish, if it means you're actually tying the knot every day, the kibuchol yom, yeyechay to barchovo, the Gemara says, who has tefillin that already made? The cipher. So what, are you going to go every day to the cipher that has tefillin? No, it must be. You're not tying it every day. You bought the tefillin by the cipher and you leave the knot as it is. And also, another proof against Rabbeinu Eliyahu is the Gemara says in Maseches Erevin, you're not allowed to tie a knot of tefillin on Shabbos, Meshum Da'avi Kesher Shel Kayom. And we're not getting involved in all Melechus Kosher right now, but in order to be chai for Kosher on Shabbos, it has to be a permanent knot. If it's not a Kesher Shel Kayoma, it's a temporary knot, then that's not, you're not chai for Kosher on Shabbos. The Kamilin Yeshanas Machnisin Zug Zug of Al Kadoshus Lo. You're not allowed to tie. You can if you find tefillin on Shabbos, you can put them on to bring them to safety. But a new pair of tefillin that hasn't been tied yet, you can't do anything with it. Why? Let him tie it on Shabbos. The Gemara says you can't. You're going to be tying a Kesher Shel Kayoma on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do that. What does chadashos mean? A new pair of tefillin that haven't been tied with my oisel likshor. If you're going to tie it and untie it every day, it's not a kesher shel kayama. Why can't you tie it on Shabbos? That's Tosfos kashan Rabbeinu Eliyahu. So Hagos Mordechai has a teretz for Rabbeinu Eliyahu. For that Gemara, I would have interpreted the Gemara Masechtas Monachos to mean maybe you put it on and then you tie it while it's on your head, maybe. What's Rabbeinu Eliyahu going to do with the Gemara Masechtas Erevin? The Gemara says you're not allowed to tie a knot of tefillin on Shabbos. According to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, you're going to undo it immediately. So why is that a kesher shel kayama? You shouldn't be chayav on Shabbos at all. You're going to undo it. It's a temporary knot. So Gos Mordechai says the following: Mikan ochiach Rabbeinu Eliyahu mafresh the kesher shel tefillin tzarch la'asayz mekol yom b'shashem anichan. He quotes here Rabbeinu Eliyahu that tying tefillin was common. Everybody knew about tying tefillin. Must be he proved from our Gemara that you have to tie your tefillin anew every day. Rabbeinu Tam Doch the Haki Perusha. Rabbeinu Yehuda Lo Chashav Hanak Oshkito Amigo Mishum Da Hanishkichen. No, when they said Hanishkichen, it's referring to the first three, not the last three. V'tzrichas Lidom. You have to know Ksav Shkito Amigo. Those are common, not these three. That implies tying tefillin is not common. You didn't do it every day. V'Hanak Rabbeinu Chaninu Lo Shkichen V'Ein Sarah Kolkach L'Lamdom. And therefore, you don't have to know it. Right? There was a machlokes how to read our Gemara. Digo Perush Rabbeinu Yo Raya Miperak HaKoymitz. They brought a ride to Rabbeinu Eliyahu from the Gemara Masechtas Menachos. Me'emes ha'mevarach alayu, abai b'rabba darmi tervayu, mishas kishira. Who's tying tefillin? Don't you see from that Gemara itself that they were tying tefillin every day? Because what does the Gemara say? When do you put on tefillin? Make the bracha on tefillin. Mishas hanocha ha'chas kishira. You see they're tying tefillin every day. Rabbeinu tam docha. Do'esek shira lavanu kesher shel tefillin? Doesn't mean that they're tying it, no. Shu alocha moishu misinai el rotel amar hiduk. It means attaching it or fixing it to your head. It means that you're fixing it to your head, and he brings precedence for the fact that kesher can mean a fixing. Rabbeinu Tam hichsik dvarav. Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya. Miperek hamoitzit tefillin from the Gemara Maseches Erev, and they insert lasers kesher b'chol yoyim. Mid the chazina and hasam the also the kosher on b'shabbes. You're not allowed to tie the knot on Shabbos. I feel happy kesher shol kayoma. Why? Because it's a permanent knot. Ve'im atirim b'chol. And if you're going to undo it every day, lo havi kesher shol kayoma v'shari. Why is that not permanent knot? Every day you undid the tefillin. El shma mino the insert lekosher b'chol yoyim. Don't you see? This is not a temporary knot. It's a permanent knot. So Hagoyz Mordechai says, no, come on. Miu nearly the rise of any time ain't a raya. The Alpha Gav the Rav Kesher who, even though you're right, it is a temporary knot for a Ben Elio. Still, it's also to tie it on Shabbos. The Rachmana Karye Kesher. The Torah calls it a Kesher vis-a-vis Tefillin. If it's good enough for Tefillin, it's good enough for Shabbos. And even since it's not for Tefillin, Ukshatim Liyos Al Yod Chol Tavos Menei Necha, that elevates it, that endows it with the status of a Kesher, and that applies to Kol HaTorah Kula for Chiyu B'Shabbos as well. So even though you're right, typically on Shabbos you're not chayav for a Kesher Sheinu Shel Kayama. If it's a Kesher for Tefillin, that endows it with the status of a Kesher, and now it's not a Kesher, and now it is a Kesher for Shabbos too. But here that goes, Mordechai said something astounding. That the halachas of kesher for tefillin are the same as the halachas of kesher for Shabbos. So if it's a kesher for tefillin, it's a kesher for Shabbos. Meaning a kesher is the same kesher in Kol HaTorah Kula, has one definition of a kesher. So if the Torah endows with the status of a kesher in tefillin, has the status of a kesher on Shabbos. Vos meintas, what does that mean? Perhaps what that means is, now, we don't pass on Rabbeinu Elio. So we're not undoing our tefillin every day. We pass on Rabbeinu Tam. But now, maybe, so why can't you tie the tefillin on Shabbos? Because you were never going to undo it. But once that goes, Mordechai told us in defending Rabbeinu Elio, the huge kiddush, that halachas of kesher in one area of halacha is the same definition in another area of halacha. And therefore, for Rabbeinu Elio, if it's a kesher for tefillin, even though you're going to do it tomorrow, it's a kesher for Shabbos. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, what would be if you tie a tefillin knot on Shabbos that you plan to undo later during the week? Would you be chayav on Shabbos? No, it's a temporary knot. So such a thing is no good for tefillin anymore. Meaning Rabbeinu Elio, hell, the mitzvah of tefillin was, tie it today, undo it tomorrow, tie it again. Oh, so if that's a kesher tefillin, it's a kesher for Shabbos too. That's the chiddush of the Gos Mordechai. But what do you see from the Gos Mordechai? It's one definition of kesher and kol Torah kula. So now let's move to Rabbeinu Tam. And the way we paskin, let's say I tie a knot, which I plan to untie. It's a temporary knot. So you're not chayav on Shabbos. Is such a thing a kesher for tefillin? Says the Avnei Nezer, a huge chiddush. No! Because since you wouldn't be chayav for such a thing on Shabbos, and the Gos Mordechai told us there's one definition of kesher and kol Torah kula, both for tefillin and for Shabbos, and defending Rabbeinu Elio. So now we move over to our sheet, and we don't tie the tefillin anew every day. If you tie a knot for tefillin that you plan to undo later, you wouldn't be chayav for that on Shabbos, because the kesher she'eino shel kayoma, it's not a permanent knot. Such a thing is not good for tefillin either. Since it's not a kesher for Shabbos, it's not a kesher for tefillin. Wow. So based on this, the Avnei Nezer says the following. A person walks into shul and he forgot his tefillin at home. So what does he want to do? Borrow a pair of tefillin from somebody else. Inevitably, the other guy who's buying the tefillin from has got a big head. Figuratively, perhaps, but certainly literally. Right? His head is just too big. The tefillin are going to flop down, hit him in the nose. So what does he want to do? Retie the knot of the tefillin. He'll bring it to some guy. There's always one guy, you know, that guy who knows how to tighten the knot of the tefillin. And that guy will tighten the knot of the tefillin. Oh, but then the Baal Bus is going to come back tomorrow. And he's going to want his tefillin to be at the right size. You know, if you find the pair of tefillin in shul, we paskin, you're really allowed to use it. Could assume, unless there's a note on it or something. Otherwise, necha le'le inish le'av mitzvah v'monei. People are very happy that you did a mitzvah with their money. It's happened to me. I asked the person after. He was so happy people used his tefillin. I don't know where he was. A lot of people have two pairs of tefillin. But anyway, kitzamaisa. People are happy, so you can undo it. But what about the knot? No one's happy if you're going to undo their knot and make it too small for their head. So you have to put it back. Says Avnei Nezer. If you're going to say it's the same definition of kesher kol Torah kula, Just like now on Shabbos, only Kesher Shel Kayama. If you're going to leave it like that, if it's permanent, not a temporary, not the we don't undo our tefillin every day, so we're not going to say like that. He said for that goes Mordechai. Well, since it's a Kesher for tefillin, even though you're going to do it tomorrow, it's a Kesher for Shabbos too. We paskin, you don't do the knot of tefillin. So now let's take the relationship between Shabbos and tefillin in the reverse. If it's not enough for Shabbos, it's not enough for tefillin. The minoran hadu didon stam kishrei tefillin shal kayamein. Our knots of tefillin are lasting. Vahani the knots be tefillin shal kayamein mishana keshu we meet us raisham. Those who take the knot of tefillin and adjust it for their heads, lav shaper abdi. No good. The Bible, yes, no achakach a keshu we meet us raisham. The Bible, we're gonna come back and fix it for their heads. Nimsa rishon lahavi shal kayamein voyatzei dechad vaso mitzvah lefarzim adavar. Put it in laminated, you know, placards, pashgivilin, all over the base medrash, that you can't do this. It's not the chumer of the Amnezer. So they, Minuchah Shlaima, Reb Shlaima Zalman Orbach, and his chuvis argues with Amnezer. Of Salvechik, Shechter Kosem Salvechik argued the same thing. No, but come on. He says, no, it's not the same thing. Why? Because there's two types of knots that are not shokayam. We're not getting involved in all malachas kosher right now, but there are two types of knots. There are permanent knots and temporary knots. Let's say a slip knot, right? A bow. A temporary knot. They don't last. It's not meant to last. Then you have some knots that are real knots, but you plan to undo it. That's not the same thing. A temporary knot versus a permanent knot that I plan to undo are not the same thing. So even though that goes Mordechai did draw a comparison between Hilchos Tefillin and Hilchos Shabbos, the comparison is only with regards to what kind of knot do I need. But once we determine that this is considered to be a permanent knot, so what your intentions are subsequently might matter on Shabbos. They don't matter when it comes to Hilchos Tefillin. Meaning, so you could have two types of temporary knots on Shabbos, but for two different reasons. Well, I could have a temporary knot on Shabbos if I make a knot that typically doesn't last for a long time, like a bow. Or I could have a temporary knot on Shabbos, which is a permanent knot, but I plan to undo it. That's also a Kesher Shein Shel Kayama. But those are two separate things. They're not the same reason. See, the reason why a Kesher, which is a temporary Kesher, is not also midaraisa on Shabbos is because the knot doesn't last typically. A Kesher, a knot that is a permanent knot, but I plan to undo it, that's put on Shabbos because in order to be chayav on Shabbos, I need a malacha that I intend to leave there, you know, at least when it comes to malacha of Kesher, for some, you know, substantive period of time. If I plan to undo it, that's not malacha, it's not thoughtful for malacha, but those are two separate things. One has to do with the knot itself, one has to do with my intentions. So look over here, the Nefesh HaRav, then I'll get to your point, John. Says the Rav, or Rav Sheshler quotes him in Rabbeinu, Amid Rav Shuto Nir, the Ein Divreim, the Chayim Bazeh. And it's already, this is Rav Shlomo Zalman's argument. There's two halachas of Kesher Shel Kayama. The form of the knot has to be a permanent knot. That's what that goes Mordechai meant. If this is a good knot for tefillin, it's a good knot for Shabbos too. That's in the Tzuras HaKesher. It's a tzuras hakesher. Oh, din sheni yesh melechas kosher to Shabbos. The numan required the melechas mashabes. That has to do with your intention to call sheni kesher. Also, this kind was mamaruba ainu b'chlal shel kayama. You don't intend to leave it like that. That's not called shel kayama. You're not chayv on Shabbos. Achnir aposher the davar zayin oshayach chal within kesher the call to raku alog inin tefillin. What your intentions are has nothing to do with tefillin. So if this, as long as it happens to be a permanent knot, even though you plan to undo it, and therefore you wouldn't be chayv on Shabbos, that's not where we draw the comparison between Shabbos and Kol Torah Kula. Where do we draw the comparison between Shabbos and Kol Torah Kula? It has to do with the Tzuras HaKesher, not with your intentions. Yeah, what do you want to say, John? You want to make that point?
No, I thought that on Shabbos, even if it's, if you plan on undoing it, I thought it's still Kol Kesher Shel Kayama, if you make like a double knot on your shoes. Still planning on doing
them,
take it off, but I thought it was still on
Kesher
Shel
Kayama. No. It's not? No. Shel Tov makes a double knot in his shoes on Shabbos.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Shel Tov distinguished somewhat differently. Hey, look, he says over here, I don't know if it's exactly the same thing. Four lines from the bottom of Minchas Shlomo, he says, "Umasha Olam Ein Nitarim Bazeh." Why don't we flesh it for the Tainah of the Avnei Nezah? It sounds like a good Tainah. We can distinguish between a person who makes a knot that's only temporary, the mikri ain't shal kayama. That's a knot that I plan to undo is ain't shal kayama. I knew ma shakas ve toises beshit rabenu yosh bechol yom veyoyim. Every day you're going to undo the knot. So why are you chayv for it if you plan to undo it on Shabbos? You're not chayv if you plan to undo it. That's not a kesher kayama. The bazen nashav kesher she ain't shal kayama since you plan to undo it. Avo begavne she kesher nasa liyolam. This knot of the tefillin, you plan to leave it there forever. Then someone else is going to come along who needs it. I could have left the knot as it is forever. I don't need to undo the knot. This other guy, he has a problem because it's not going to fit back in his head. But then he makes a knot that's permanent. Meaning, so vis-a-vis me, the knot is permanent. Vis-a-vis him, the knot is permanent. We don't have to undo it, you know, in terms of the knot itself. Just in order to fit on different people's sides heads, we have to undo the knot. So it's nothing wrong with the knot. It's something in terms of we have to resize it. I don't plan to undo the knot. I think perhaps what he's driving at, this is a quote in the name of the Kozhik lover, who of course is the Rav, the Rosh Hashiva, Yeshivas Chachma Lublin, after Meir Shapiro passed away. He suggested a different, even if you're going to be Chayshish Rav Neneza, that's if you undo the knot, which never happens by our tefillin. No one that I know who borrows tefillin actually undoes the knot. You might adjust the knot and, you know, make it a little bit wider, but you never actually undo the knot. So the Kasher Glover held that that's not called undoing the Kesher, that's called adjusting it. So even if it would be Chayshish Rav Neneza, it wouldn't apply to a person who's adjusting the tefillin, only apply to a person who's literally undoing the knot. Okay. It's a different yeshiva moment. All right, we'll have to continue on the Gemara next time. Heavy duty. Next Gemara is heavy lumbus.